Welcome. Today, we're diving deep into something that's absolutely game-changing for businesses, enterprise data strategy design. Ready to crack how data powers and propels modern enterprises? Let's jump in.
Oh, absolutely. It's fascinating. Data strategy isn't just about accumulating data, right? It's about crafting a live, evolving vision that aligns data capabilities directly with business goals. This course content really highlights that.
Right. That's Lesson 2's core definition. A data strategy is much more than a document. It's a vision, a roadmap, a plan that guides prioritization, funding, and execution to drive real business impact. Simply put, it turns data into a critical, valuable enterprise asset.
Exactly. And what's brilliant here is how they emphasize the need for cross-functional input, gathering insights from varied teams to make the data strategy actionable and inclusive. It's a whole organizational orchestra, not a solo act.
I love that. But let's get specific. Module 1 gives a scenario of a SaaS AI-driven CRM provider with fragmented, siloed data. Lots of AI models, but no unifying framework. That's just chaos waiting to happen, right?
Totally chaotic. That's a textbook example of why a solid data strategy is essential. Without it, you'll have misaligned data initiatives, inconsistent quality, and low ROI. All because there's no coherent plan that integrates diverse data types and dependencies. The fix? A robust, enterprise-wide strategy with an implementation roadmap.
And here's where the value proposition comes in. Understanding why you're investing, the tangible ROI, the roadmap timeline, and the metrics to measure progress. It's like saying, if you have a roadmap without a strategy, or a strategy without real business drivers, you're essentially locked on a path to failure. Harsh, but true.
Spot on. That quote really drives the point home. You can't have one without the others. There has to be a synergistic relationship between your vision, roadmap, and measurable business outcomes.
Absolutely. Now, Module 2 breaks down core concepts like data types, structured, semi-structured, unstructured, and operational versus analytical platforms. This really grounds the theory and practical tech realities. What really struck me was the emphasis on data capabilities, management, governance, architecture, and AI enablement.
Yes, and the reasons why businesses must move fast. Business agility, growth, efficiency, and compliance. Especially with regulations tightening every year, data privacy and ethical data handling have jumped front and center.
It's no joke. Implementing validation rules, cleansing processes, classification, encryption, it's a full-stack approach. The course even talks about data stewardship, assigning accountability to ensure ongoing data quality and compliance. Now that's maturity in action.
And don't forget about the data lifecycle, from creation to archival. It's incredible how much thought goes into every phase of data's journey. Whether it's operational usage or analytical, the layers of consideration make implementing data initiatives both an art and a science.
Speaking of implementation, Module 3's design process is packed with actionable steps, starting from capturing current state data landscapes, assessing capabilities, defining business drivers, doing gap analysis, and even mapping data capabilities. It's like building the ultimate blueprint.
Exactly. And I love how it stresses stakeholder engagement, structured interviews, and consensus building. After all, the best strategy falls flat without buy-in from leadership, business units, and IT teams.
True. And the workflow continues with building roadmaps, designing target data architecture, defining initiatives, documenting everything, and finally, approval and socialization for adoption. The whole process is iterative, evolving as business needs shift.
Yeah, and it's worth noting the case studies in Module 4, real-world success stories from technology companies, banks, and hospitals. These examples show how unifying data infrastructure, applying data governance, and enabling real-time analytics can compress timelines dramatically and save millions.
Those case studies are inspiring. A hospital network cutting patient intake time by 40%, reducing duplicate records by 85% while keeping HIPAA compliance tight? That's a win that touches human lives directly. It's proof data strategy isn't just business speak. It matters deeply.
Absolutely.
Plus, the layering of AI enablement into data preparation and pipelines is the cutting edge now. AI models need clean, well-governed, accessible data, and a strategy to ensure AI isn't just a flashy add-on, but a core business enabler.
You know, one small critique I'd raise is how companies might underestimate the cultural shift needed. We talk a lot about technology and processes, but fostering a data stewardship culture with clear accountability, that's like changing an entire company's mindset.
Great point. The human factor is huge. Without that culture of stewardship and continuous learning, even the best technology frameworks can't reach their full potential. It's a continuous journey for people as much as systems.
Well said. To wrap up, it's clear the course offers a comprehensive step-by-step blueprint from introductory concepts through to practical implementation and refinement to build and sustain impactful enterprise data strategies that align with business needs. It's a must-have roadmap in today's data-driven world.
Couldn't agree more. Prioritize, align, execute, then refine, and bring everyone on board. That's the recipe for turning data into a true enterprise asset and competitive advantage.
Fantastic insights. Thanks for this energizing chat. And to our listeners, stay curious, stay data-driven, and keep pushing the boundaries. That's a wrap for today's deep dive on data strategy design. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.